The American Public Power Association, a trade group of public electric utilities, is coordinating the skilled aid coming to Puerto Rico. CPS Energy staff members will be on the island for about a month. Rudy Garza is CPS Energy's vice president for distribution services and operations. He says one employee will help distribute key materials to the reconstruction effort.
The transformers and poles and wire and things that crews need to do restoration will be working to get them what they need.
And the other employee will serve as a safety specialist. Garza adds there's also an effort to build a stronger electrical network to prevent future disasters like this. About 70% of customers in Puerto Rico have power, according to the U.S. Army. However, about 450,000 customers on the island do not. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.